Krishna, okay.
Maybe you can try in the instrument.
A little bit in this situation.
Yeah.
So, please all find your places in this most beautiful setting.
Okay. You are in bliss. Where is the recording?
You are in bliss.
Yeah.
Is it all right? Yes, this is very good. I mean, we can stay like this. Very good, Lubo. Very good. It seems, yes, good.
So, Hare Krishna, I really want to start so that we can do our program here. But before that, we will just one moment. Hare Krishna, Irina. Good morning. Hrivatska predavanje. Levo, no, levo or desno. Levo, yes. Hari Bo, Hari Ji, Hare Krishna. I want to, translation is here. Maybe we can even have someone greeting the devotees in case more devotees come who require a translation. Barbara, would you be so kind to just be there, and when you see someone needs a Croatian translation, you can direct them to Irina there. Just for a little while, because I really wish to start to be able to end on time. Hare Krishna Sankalpa, good morning. Please find your place. I want to greet all of you affectionately from my heart and tell you, you are a wonderful group this year. You're very dedicated to your own spiritual advancement, and I could see this, how yesterday you were really finding it easy to open your heart to the kirtan and to the Gauranga Karuna Koro, praying for mercy at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. I again want to say, we are getting slowly cooked. Slowly, you know, like a potato who comes into a pot of water, gets exposed to the warm water, and then develops its fragrance. The raw potato doesn't have, or the raw vegetable doesn't have that fragrance and taste unless the water prepares it for this. So a retreat is really very much like this. We become exposed to the intensity of hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's holy name. And as we become exposed to this, some very nice devotional flavor comes into our heart. Some devotees have told me that when, as they spent the night in the horizontal position, resting, they were singing in the night. The Hare Krishna mantra was going on. Have some of you experienced that as well? That it was a soulful night. A night full with the singing. And you will see, especially after tomorrow's night, the holy name will vibrate in you. as we all know, water is very much reacting to sound. That's when we our bodies are made from 70% of water, and as we chant and hear so much vibration, our whole existence will start to be cooked and boiled, and we will have some good devotional fragrance or flavor in our life. I would like to tell you a little bit why we are this morning conducting this class here. It is not to boil you more in, by exposing you to the sunlight. That's not the idea. The idea is that the workers will repair something before the hotel, and at least they said they would do yesterday that they would do it. Hopefully they are awake and doing it, so that we will be totally undisturbed from 10 o'clock onwards, when the kirtan is in the temple room, starts in the temple room again. So, because there will be noise, we have taken you here into this wonderful, wonderful scenery. Please do take a moment to just look around and see how beautiful Krishna has made this part of the creation. How beautiful, Hare Krishna. It's really, when Dananda Swami walked next to me, he became joyful, like a little child, I could say. And he's exclaimed many times, "Excellent, excellent." I cannot believe my very eyes. So, good. We also learned a lesson. The Croatians are not exactly as responsive to an early morning kirtan as the people of Navadvip. It is described in the song Udila Aruna Pura Babag, when the sun was just rising early in the morning, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came with his kirtan party to the still sleeping villages, and he would say, Mukunda,
Mukunda.
Yadava,
Yadava,
Hari.
Hari.
He would chant these names of the Lord and wake the still sleeping people, and they would wake up, and Mahaprabhu would preach to them and say, "Why are you wasting your night with sleeping?" No, he would. Mahaprabhu would even address tigers who were sleeping in the forest of Jharkhand by just very gently kicking them, waking them up. The tiger was never woken up in his life before by anyone, not a human and not an animal. And he looked at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Gauranga said to him, "Why do you waste your time sleeping? Chant!" And the tiger in the forest started to chant, but not the Croatian tourists. So next time we will be more polite to them and maybe bring them prasadam at 12 o'clock at noon. That would be a very good program, actually. Maybe we should even do this. Maybe in the noon times we should have some cookies, and some devotees can go and say, "We totally apologize. We were just so in the ecstasy of the retreat." That would be very nice. That would be extremely nice. That would be nice. They went. You know, it's inconceivable for them to at 7 o'clock see Hare Krishna devotees chanting and being loud and being joyful even at this time of the day. You need like 20 cups of cappuccini to function for a normal Croatian person. And here come these devotees joyfully singing, raising their hands in the sky, and one of them from New York says, excellent, excellent. This is very unusual. They are totally over-challenged. It is just too much for, in the early morning. So we should make a program, cook some nice cookies, and say, we totally understand that here is something sweet which you can accept, and we did a mistake. Hare Krishna, this we will do. So we were just very softly sing Jayanada Mahamadava. We can't leave it. Jayata Dhamma. No? Jayata Dhamma. Punya Vihari Jaya Dhamma Madhava Punya Vihari Sorry, Gaurari, we have to go much lower. It's early in the morning. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Janjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Janjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaya Radha Kunya Vihari Radha Kunya Vihari Radhe Gaya Radha Kunya Vihari Radha Kunya Vihari Radhe. Jayom Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtadur Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Srila Abhe Charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samabita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I think you all also get a sun umbrella, a natural cloud sun umbrella, isn't it? I can't see. Are there good clouds there? Yeah, yeah. Good clouds. Ganeshyam. Krishna has. There's a statement by Prabhupada that, of which I'm totally convinced that when a devotee is able to tune himself into the spiritual energy, an invisible bond of cooperation between the devatas and the devotees happen. In other words, devotees who really want to serve Krishna get support from invisible forces. One is the devatas, but also the scriptures tell us that the personal servants of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, are arranging the circumstances for our individual progress, so that often you find things like meeting the right people at the moment. The Sigi Jung and psychologists call these events synchronicity, but it's actually the devatas and the Vishnu Dutas, according to the personal worldview. Behind all forces of nature, there are persons, the devatas, and behind all spiritual events, there are the personal servants of the Lord, the Vishnu Dutas. The New Age world calls it, there is no accident, man. We would say, the Vishnu Dutas were here. Huh? It's a different view. So, we will now have a very important presentation, and I request your full attention. We will read a seed-giving verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu this morning and talk about what we could really call the turning point in our spiritual life. What do you have? 136. Yes, one. Oh God, I thought you. So, here is your blackboard. Ataha. Shri Krishna Namadi. Nabhavet. Grayamindriyai. Sevan Muke. Ijivado Svayameva
Purat yada. So, Lila Purushottam, if you would come please here and hold it, more will be able to see you. You can go where my tzipalitzkes are. Can you see better? Ata Shri Krishna Namadi.
Ata Shri Krishna Namadi.
Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai.
Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai.
Sevan Mukehi Jivado.
Sevan Mukehi Jivado.
Svayam Mevas Purat Yada. Someone else, please.
Ata Shri Krishna Namadi.
Yes, Matajis, please.
Atashi Krishna Namani. Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. Svayam Eva Sphuratyada. Atashi Krishna Namani. Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai.
Yes. I will go directly to the translation. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness, and render service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. There's a purpose to this. Subject matter, two texts before. Since Krishna's transcendent body, name, form, qualities and pastimes, and entourage means the devotees around Krishna, his associates, since they are all the absolute truth, they are as good as Krishna himself. Sachit Ananda Vikraha. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, that is material form, taste, smell, sound and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, these are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and his names, activities and entourage. for those who like to listen to tapes or MP3 recordings, this is a reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 17, text 136, and we have taken the purport to the Bengali rendition of this verse from 134. I would like to tell you the translation in a German way. You cannot chant Hare Krishna. This is what it says. It's very clear. As long as you have a material tongue and material senses, you can never grasp or understand Krishna. It's not possible. I cannot eat sunlight. Actually, I can learn to do this, but what can I not eat? I cannot eat stone. It's not possible. Categorically, it doesn't fit together. You cannot chant Krishna's name, which is all spiritual. It's not possible. You chant something else, not Krishna. You don't have God on your tongue. This is what it says in German language. I will now say it to you in a little bit more philosophical terms, in a clearer translation. The name and other aspects of Sri Krishna cannot be grasped by the senses, indriyas. However, the name appears, the Sanskrit word is spura. It appears on its own, not because you chant it, you make an effort, on its own, svayam, on the tongue of one whose face is turned toward service. My dear devotees, today we will hear about the descent of God. The living entity never can come to God on its own strength. God can, however, come down to the living entity on his strength if he so wants. We can never understand the Lord with our imperfect senses. We can do yoga exercises and meditational exercises and concentration techniques as long as we want. But we are like dwarfs who try to touch the moon. Our senses don't reach up there. They can't grasp it. I can see a tree. I can hear the sound of a bird which is close by. But how can I see God or hear God? He's different. He's in a different category altogether. He's all spiritual, whereas these senses and the body are totally material. However, the Lord can, if he so desires, use his potency and appear on the tongue of someone whose face is turned towards him in service. I noticed that you're listening very attentively. Please continue to listen very attentively. It's not an easy subject, but we will really try to make it very clear and very easy. I must really tell you that this became clear to me, a little bit clear to me, only in the recent years. It is very, very, very. It arises many questions. So what do we do is one question when we chant as impure souls with our senses. Well, to say it in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's terms is we are we are chanting the aksharas, the letters of the holy name, K R S N A H A R E. But the person Krishna is different from mere letters. The holy name, the real holy name, the Shuddha holy name, is Krishna himself. It's not a letter combination. It's a person. How the holy name is a person is described in Rupa Goswami's prayer to the holy name, which goes like this. Nikila Shruti Moli Ratnamala Jyoti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshayami Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's a prayer. It says how the holy name is a person by addressing the lotus feet. Only a person has feet. Letters don't have feet. A name doesn't have feet. Have you ever seen a name walking away with feet? No. You've seen a person walking away who didn't want to be called by you and didn't want to talk with you. So, in the first verse of the glorification, Rupa Goswami's glorification of the holy name, he says, the tips of the toes of your feet are constantly worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. This is poetic language. Let us call it, you know, German is a very unpoetic language. Let us call it very German. There is Krishna in the form of the holy name, and the Upanishads are in their personified form standing before Krishna and performing an aratik. And like every pujari knows, you start an aratik at the feet of a personality. You know, when you chant, when you sing the aratik to Radha Kunya Bihari and the pujari is there, he will start to offer circles to the feet of Radha Kunya Bihari. So the Upanishads, who want to worship the holy name as the essence of the Vedas, they assemble in a group, in a community of worshippers, you could say, in modern language, and they wave an aratik light before the feet of Krishna. And the glorification continues. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. This is a very personal address. It's not addressed to just a combination of syllables. It's an address to a person who is worshipped with an aratik and who has a fan circle, so to say, the liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev, who are on the Facebook, so to say, of the holy name. I'm talking modern language. So it ends, Harinama Sangshayami, I take now complete shelter at your lotus feet.
This is how the holy name is worshipped by Rupa Goswami. So when we chant the holy name, what we really aspire for is the descent of this person. We aspire that this personality will come into our tongue and from there enter our heart. It's about, as we have heard yesterday, a sweet relationship, a loving relationship, a heart-to-heart relationship. Our heart will be the place, the temple, you could say, the temple of the heart, where we lovingly want to receive and install Krishna and permanently have him there. That's the idea of chanting. Prabhupada said it very clearly. He says, chanting means to always keep company with Krishna. No? This is what it means. It's something which the Kirtan movement and the Kirtan devotees in our movement must learn. It's not that we sing something. That's the means. That's the means a process. But it's about receiving Krishna in the temple of the heart. It's not music. It's not ecstatic. It's not dancing and sweating and having fun. It's about a relationship. And that relationship, when you feel that relationship, expresses itself in melodious singing with tears in the eyes and ecstatic dancing. First things first, the relationship first. Therefore, yesterday, that whole day was about making this relationship. Now, this second day, oops, let me put this, sorry, oh, the body is also there. Now we will ask the question, how does this relationship come about? Are you interested in this question? The only relationship which is possible for a conditioned soul to God is dasya, the servant. So even in the spiritual world, all the great devotees in their different rasas, you know, loving rasa, as confidential love, parenthood, friendship, they all relate to Krishna in the means of service. That's expressed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everywhere the idea of service, rendering service to Krishna, is the heartbeat, so to say, of the relationship. It's the pulse of the relationship, the life of the relationship, rendering service. This is the means which will invoke Krishna's full revelation and presence. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Sevan Mukhe, when your face, Mukhe means face, turns, Seva, in service to Krishna, the relationship to Krishna starts. It doesn't start in any other way. It starts through service. So today, our whole day is under this motto, so to say, rendering service. This is what we will learn today. And I will leave you, I will put a very interesting question to you at the end of this lecture, which will totally, it will really make you think very deep. I can see already. You will think so deep that the stones will break when you hear this question. But the moment you chant in a service attitude, Krishna comes. The moment you chant in an enjoying attitude, even if it's enjoy good rhythm and good music, Krishna turns away from you. This is just music what you do. And there's, it's just music. Not kirtan. It's not glorifying. So the first, now it's very interesting.
I will now bring this point very. Want to say so many things, but I want to be in the time frame. Jiva Goswami translates in his purport to this verse, Sevanmukhi ke as being inclined to accept the Lord's name and form in service. You know, this is you are when you start to chant, you go, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, and you open your heart to him. And this in itself is a service for which Krishna has waited. Sevanmukhe, I have translated it a little wrong. I want to repeat this. Sevanmukhe, according to Jiva Goswami, means inclined to accept the Lord's name and form. You have this inclination in you. What is an inclination? An inclination is a tendency. Like, for instance, you are inclined to protect yourself, and therefore Damayanti makes the hand like this to be protected from the sun. Or you have an inclination towards sleep. Therefore, some of you are drifting off as I'm talking to you in the world of sleep. It's an inclination, a tendency which is there. Or a tendency, we all have a tendency for sense gratification. When it comes to eat, we get aroused and, you know, we smell, and it's an inclination. It means something which drives you spontaneously towards something. So when Krishna sees that you turn towards him, this is the idea of relationship. This is the first service which you do. It's a service. You are giving time to Krishna. You are turning to Krishna. You're giving attention. It's a service. It's a very important service. And when Krishna sees this, he responds. And he says, this person is turning towards me. I will turn towards him. This is how a devotee must chant. And then when Krishna turns to you, he descends. Descends means to come down on our, you could say, microcosmic level. He comes from the macro, the supra macro cosmic level. That means beyond the big cosmos. He comes down and he somehow finds a way and a form in which he can enter the world of our condensed matter, our condensed experience, our limited experience. And he comes down, he adopts himself in a way that we can contact him, and that's the name. The name is Krishna's most merciful form, which he adopts to come to people who otherwise are blind. My dear devotees, do you know that with these eyes we see about 2% of the reality which surrounds us? Do you know that with these ears you are hearing about 5% of the sounds which surround you? When I was young, I took shamanistic training and I learned the way to look. And you can look, if you know this, you can see subtle beings if you learn to do it. And I was surprised, my God, so many people around me all the time. It's not for, you know, you can take training to expand your senses, and then you see things where you feel, my God, I didn't see, I was blind, so blind. A blind man like Halit is most probably more able to see reality than to hear sounds than you. Do you know that when one sense eclipses, you become blind, the force of that sense goes into another sense, and then he hears. He hears much better. You can't understand what Halit hears. It's Stevie Wonder, the great musician who turned blind, said
when a reporter said, would you like an eyesight? He said, no, thank you very much. Now, I want to keep my hearing. Stevie Wonder is a music man, has sung a beautiful song on Hare Krishna, Pastimes Paradise. It's a beautiful song. You know, because we don't see anything. It's paltry. It's, the Sanskrit word is tuchavat. Tucha means it's insignificant, what the senses can tell us of reality. It's insignificant. So Krishna, the most significant, this, the one who signifies everything, who makes everything what it is, that Krishna is so merciful to come to us in the form of the name. Therefore, the first relationship any conditioned soul can ever have with the Lord is a service relationship to the Holy Name. Because the Holy Name makes his, because Krishna makes, or God makes his first appearance in the life of a conditioned soul in the form of his name. You know everything. Before any other form of the Lord comes to us, it's the name who comes into our heart, and he does the most important work which we need. He purifies our inner senses, inner, our antakarana, our subtle body, and from there it gets from subtle to gross. He purifies our senses, and then you can all of a sudden see. Have you ever noticed that advanced devotees see things which you don't see? Have you ever noticed that? Like when Prabhupada would walk with us, he saw things, my dear devotees, which we were just amazed how he saw it. I still remember in Wandel Park we went on a walk through there. It's a side point. I don't want to make side points here. I want to keep on the line because it's very important. My dear devotees, an example which Jiva Goswami gives how the Lord can appear on the tongue on his own is the example of Bharat Maharaj's second life. Do you know about the three lives of Bharat Maharaj? I think you all know. But just to bring it back into your awareness, his first life was as a king, but he developed an attachment to a deer. And at the time of... And he was in the forest, and the deer was so nice to him. He was a young deer. He looked like Bambi of Disneyland's creation, and he would always play with Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, the king, would meditate, and the deer would come with his wetened mouth and go jip, jip, under the armpit, and oh, you little deer, you have disturbed my meditation, and he would start to play with the deer and become very attached to the deer. It could happen to any one of us. He became totally absorbed in the deer, and one day when the deer was absent, that's what deers do when they're grown up, they run away from human beings. That was when he was a little, when Bharat was older, he searched for the deer, and he, while he searched, he fell down an abyss and died. And because his last thought, as he left the body of the king, was "my deer," he became a deer. But he was blessed by Krishna because he was such a good devotee on such a high platform that he kept his memory. And as a king, he had often chanted these names: Yagyesha, Achyuta, O Govinda,
Madhava Ananta Keshava Krishna Vishnu Hrishikesha. King Bharata said nothing else, even in his dreams. He was such a Kirtaniya. I think you are surprised. I was also surprised. This is from Vishnu Purana, second canto, 13th chapter, text 10. Maharaj Bharata, when he was a king, he would be in his palace and go, Yagyesha Achyuta Govinda Madhava Ananta Keshava Krishna Vishnu Hrishikesha. I will ask our Akinshya Krishna to perform, to make a melody out of it, because he can make melodies. He is a composer as well, we heard yesterday. It must be possible, isn't it? Good. So when he became a deer and entered the world of a deer with the senses of a deer, all of a sudden he had to eat grass. Other deers wanted to associate with him and play with him, and he remembered. Now, when his time came to leave the body, the Bhagavatam says something very interesting. Because he was such a servant, because he was such a bhava bhakta, Krishna did a miracle. He came down and he danced on his deer tongue. Up till that moment, he had only spoken deer language. I don't know if you know how to speak it. This was hello, good morning, in the deer language. I must say, I'm not an expert in deer language. I'm not even an expert in Croatian, so I want to speak of deer language. But listen to this Bhagavatam shloka. Narayana Haraye Nama Iti Udaram Hasyan means smiling. Mrigadvang Apiya Samuda Jahara. He gave up his body of the deer while smiling broadly. We know why he smiled. He's thought of it's a release from central jail. Saying, all respects to Narayan the Lord. Just imagine, there must have been maybe someone was around, maybe the deers were around, he was lying down, and the holy name appeared to him. He chanted very clearly, Narayan, and left his body. Imagine, there was maybe his dear friend nearby, crying, my friend is leaving the body. All of a sudden, the deer starts to smile and says, Narayan. The dear friend must have been as surprised as we. What happened here? A tongue which couldn't chant the holy name, all of a sudden, because of him being such a servant, received the revelation of the holy name. That's what happened. This is an analogy. We have also a tongue made of blood, or let us call it water, and a muscle. Do you know that the tongue is the strongest muscle in the human body? Because it's very, very active. It's the most frequently used muscle in the human body. Therefore, it's very trained, very flexible. So, this tongue is not able to receive Krishna. It's too watery. It's too material. However, just like Krishna could appear in the mouth of a deer, Krishna can appear
on our human tongue, provided only we chant in a service attitude. Then he does this. Another example, just to explain, to give this, make this point, that because we all know an animal cannot speak, but we still may think we humans can chant the holy name. Just to make it very clear, another analogy is given. Evam vyavasito buddhya samadaya manohridi japapa paramang japyang prak janman yanushikshitam. This is also from the Bhagavatam and describes the king of elephants, Gajendra, who was attacked at the time when he took a bath by a monstrous crocodile. Gajendra remembered by Krishna's mercy a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as the king Indradyumna, and he began to chant that mantra. An elephant goes, he doesn't say Chintamani Prakarasatma Sagalpa Vriksha. This can only happen if some other force enters the mouth of the elephant and moves the elephant's senses. So, in the same way, we will start our chanting in seriousness when the holy name enters us and moves us. Remember yesterday we had that Sannyas Thakur who came, that devotee who came when he saw me sleeping before Tota Gopinath, you know, while I was trying to chant, and he said, "Are you still trying to chant the name, or is the name chanting you?" That was in the mind of this sannyasi. The revelation of the holy name is something else than our human and faulty endeavors to chant. It's something totally else. It's a different category of chanting when the name reveals himself on the tongue because he's pleased with your service attitude. This will be my last point. Krishna explains that no one can understand him except someone who renders service to him. It's from the Bhagavad Gita. Some of you will know this verse. Bhaktyamang abhijanati Yavanjaschasmi tatvataha, O Brahmanas, tato mang tatvato gyatva, vishate tatanantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by one thing, that is by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. See, in your original position, in your pure position, or in modern language, when you are real, or authentic, then you are a Krishna Das, a servant. That means there is a certain, this inclination is just flooding, or is just pervading you. Now, Krishna Seva is the Dharma, or the essence of the Krishna Das. It's almost like the burning potency is the essence of the match. Inside the match, there is a burning potency. So inside you, Jai Gopal, there is a seva mood. It's really deep. It's really real. It's really there. And when you begin to display the seva mood, when it comes out a little bit, then your spiritual nature is beginning to manifest. As soon as we engage in devotional service, our spiritual nature begins to slowly unfold itself. It needs, this inherent nature needs the object of service, that is God, because we are Krishna Das and our inclination is Krishna Seva. So therefore, the impersonalists and the poor Mayavadis in the Kirtan scene will never actually be able to manifest their power. When they will never be empowered chanters as long as they do not manifest the service attitude in it. So the service attitude, the in means that your inherent potential manifests in a relationship between sevaka, that is the one who serves, and sevya, the one who is served. Now, in Vaikuntha, that is in the spiritual world, the part of the spiritual world where you relate with respect and with some reservation to God, your service attitude is a little bit manifested, just like when the match is lit and it burns a little bit. But this is only the little manifestation of the burning fire. To burn a whole village would be the full manifestation of the match, of the potential. When the jiva comes to Vrindavan and serves Krishna in Vrindavan, where there is no hesitation, no holding back, but there is a feeling of mamatva, Krishna is mine, he belongs to me, then the full burning potency of the sevya, of the seva dharma can take place. Everything is alit, everything is burning, the flames are dancing, you are dancing in the flames of the seva. This is the idea. My dear devotees, as we enter Krishna consciousness, we enter something which manifests our inherent quality, our seva dharma, which is partially manifested in this world, which is eclipsed in the Brahman, and which begins to light up in Vaikuntha more, and which takes a full expression, an ecstatic expression in Goloka Vrindavan, where you relate to Krishna. Why is in Vaikuntha not so much the service mentality there? Because you think Narayan, he doesn't need so much, you know, and so on. But Mother Yashoda thinks, if my little boy doesn't eat, he will not be strong, and she cooks 50 times a day. She's always there in the service. Everyone is there in the service. This is not like the service of this world, where it's a drudgery. It's a full manifestation of your potency, of your power. It's a bursting out of ecstasy. Hare Krishna! An example, a little story. When Lord Chaitanya was in Banaras, there was the leader of the impersonalistic school, that is Prakashananda, who didn't believe that there is a difference between the sevaka, the servant, and the sevya. the object of service. So once a Brahmana who saw Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi chanting on the roads in ecstasy came to Prakashananda to tell him about this wonderful sannyasi who was dancing with many, many people on the roads. And he said to the sannyasi leader, all the signs of God are visible in this sannyasi. But Prakashananda became furious. He said, you sentimentalist? He's a magician. He came here to collect people, make them crazy, and spoil them by sentimentally dancing around. So the Brahmana was hurt in his heart, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, when I told the leader of our town, the spiritual leader, about you, he just criticized you. He said that you are a sentimentalist, that you should better study the Vedanta Sutra to make some value out of your life. And then the Brahmana said, but something I noticed. When I went to him and spoke your names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he nodded his head and he said, yes, I know this Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He said it three times. But he did not say three times Krishna. He didn't say your full name. He just said Chaitanya. He didn't say Krishna Chaitanya. Please be merciful and tell me why. When I see you, my mouth feels forced to say, Shri Krishna!
Shri Krishna!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And he needed to be calmed down a little bit, the Brahmana. Why couldn't he speak your name? And then Lord Chaitanya informed him about the glories of the holy name of Krishna, which is not different from his form, his nature, and his leela. He said Krishna's name cannot be grasped by material senses and the mind. Of someone who is not in the service mood, he just can't say it. But the names are illumined in the life of someone who serves Krishna. This is a direct illustration of this verse which we are studying this morning. No? He just couldn't say it. Hare Krishna. So today we will all learn to chant Hare Krishna and stop chanting letters. We will try to learn to receive the Krishna in our heart. We might actually join the Hare Krishna movement today. I always have to say things a little dramatic so that you grasp the point. I want to leave you today with, I want to request you to turn to your neighbor actually first. And I have a question for you. It's a very difficult question. I want to see these stones split, you know, when you think so hard, so that we can walk very clear, easy. Who has found his neighbor? Who has not found a neighbor? Yes. Jai Gopal has found no neighbor. Oh. Where is another? Philip, please go to Jai Gopal because you think very well. Are you ready? Full group participation? Good. Turn now to your neighbor. It will be a brief exercise. The faster you do it, the earlier you can eat prasadam. I'm joking. Please excuse me. And answer this question, what could it mean to chant in a Seva Bhava? Should I repeat the question? Yes. Slutati. What could it mean to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in the mood of service? What could it mean means, how would you chant? Because we have heard, only when we have a service inclination does Krishna appear in our heart. What could it mean? I know, you go like, oh, not such a question, please, before breakfast, after breakfast, please. You can even say, I don't understand all this, to your neighbor. Or you could, I give you a tip. Think about what you have just heard. Maybe the answer is in there. Start now, not all at once. Usually you start to talk. Now you are silent. Sorry.
First of all, what is the time, please?
So
yes, what is your question?
It was about the first lecture you gave, that Krishna will come to a person and say, I belong to Krishna, and he turned away his face to a person and said, I belong to Krishna. And
You are totally right. Service is not always doing something. Jiva Goswami said, someone who is inclined to accept Krishna, it's about this relationship, turning to Krishna. That's the service.
So it means that because I immediately remembered about the left gopis and right gopis, the different modes, the different
modes.
The lefties, they say Krishna belongs to us, and the righties, they say we belong to Krishna and Chandravani and Chandravani. And now, it's a little difficult.
No. You shouldn't change in the mood of the gopis, obviously. But it really means to connect with Krishna. It's that simple.
Yeah, exactly. So it means that in the beginning we should.
It's about this relationship.
Yeah, in that service would be we belong to him, and later
this Krishna is mine is only on the level of high prema. Here, we, on our level, we say, I'm yours. I'm your servant.
Do you mean about this, that we should not think we are divided from him? We belong to him.
Yeah.
Is it that?
It is.
Thank you.
But we will learn more in the workshop. We will learn more.
Thank you.
We say, not Krishna, you are mine. That is what the gopis of the left wing can say. It's a high class of prema. We say, I'm yours. I'm your servant. That's what we say.
Yeah, and that's why we are always saying we are servants of the servants. Yeah.
As much as possible. Yes. How is it going? Are you satisfied with your discussions? Is something coming out? I hear the team here, they are really philosophers. Our Maharaji and Urukama. Yes, Urukama. I'm saying the right name. Yes. So you will have one more minute. Intense discussion, please. Full involvement. Banu Nandini?
He's active learning is magical. The energy was so wonderful. Yeah, you think, so hoch. Ja, aber, ja, gut, aber nicht gut.
Ja.
Active learning, das ist der Trick. Und da müssen wir vielleicht noch ein bisschen mehr uns Gedanken machen. Gehst du bitte jetzt zu Govindananda wegen den Announcements, ob ihr irgendwas machen müsst? Oder weißt du schon? Oder? Ja.
That's how Krishna appears.
So, Hare Krishna! Haribo! Yes, you will say this. Good. So, Hare Krishna! I'm very happy to report to you. You have survived your discovery lecture. I'm very, very, very grateful to you. I know we try to pray to the to Indra to send some sun umbrella, but he has taken it away now, and it's a little difficult now. This question, how to chant in the Seva orientation, will be dealt with in great detail in our workshop. It's a very important question. Are you aware that this is important so that the holy name comes? And are you aware? Here is a turning point. When we can learn this little thing, wow! Then our kirtan life starts. Our spiritual life starts. Our japa starts. We will be ecstatic. We will be burning. Because the potency of Krishna Seva is in our heart, like the burning potency in a match. It's only partially manifested now, very partially manifested in when we do. But we want to bring it out so that it can burn the whole nonsense all around us, and we will be in ecstasy and love. Is this a good program, Ramananda? This is a first-class program. So this is what we will learn at the workshop. I hear our Govindananda and Bhanu Nandini will announce how we will do the day in a moment. There's one other thing I wanted to say. Yes, my suggestion is we walk back on our own, and if you see a neighbor whom we have hurt by waking his sacred rest, you know, we should just say, excuse us, because we did it once, we came here, but then we noted when we were already here, this was in the afternoon when everyone was awake. It was insensitive from my part from our part. So when you see something, tell them, because they should not make nam aparats, you know. They should also appreciate the devotees and the chanting, and they should not make aparats by thinking we are insensitive. So you say, I'll be very sorry, we are sorry. Don't even justify yourself, because if you want to apologize, you have to say, I really made a mistake. You're not, I thought, and it was because of this, and because of Sachinandan Swami, you know, and so on. Then you have to apologize. You know, sorry, please. Go to bed, and you can suggest the noontime to them when it's very hot, then one can sleep also very nice. Like this, please be sensitive. They should have a nice impression, and they should not make nama parat. That's really not what we want. So, Hare Krishna. Lubov, can you give the microphone to us? Just wait. We will just.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We have only one announcement to make. It's regarding our second workshop, because we really felt yesterday it was so hot at 4 o'clock in the temple room, so we decided to start our program at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. This will also leave you more time to digest your meals and, I don't know, take a swim in the Adria. So this also means that the kirtan will not start at 3 o'clock, but it will start at 4 o'clock in the temple room. And Govindananda Prabhu asked for all those who didn't register yet and who did not pay to please just approach him and do so. Yes?
Just one little thing, the group number 3, the reminder, we will meet at 6 p.m. in the temple room today.
Because if we started, six starts the lecture, so 6:30 maybe you could meet in the room where we were registering. Yeah. Otherwise, it will be. Yes, after the lecture, but in the room, in the other room. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bo. Thank you very much, our photographer Jeep. And one other thing, some of you are really tired. Please sleep. Don't be ashamed to sleep. Sleep. Even now you could go in the forest and just sleep, you know. Don't be afraid. But come back well rested. Hare Krishna.
I see.
Oh, Krishna.
Hmm? Like his name, man. Huh?